We're back on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network. Ian Unsworth joined by Texas Rangers Player Development Integration Analyst Taylor Rogers. Thanks for joining us, Taylor.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Do you ever get confused for the Major League pitcher, Taylor Rogers? Does that happen?
You know, when I check into the hotel in Spartanburg, not in Spartanburg, in Surprise, Arizona, usually the front office, like front desk lady at the hotel always jokes about it. So, not confused, but it comes up often.
Surprise is a baseball hotbed. That's where Rangers spring training is based. And that's now where you're based, working for your third year in the Rangers system. So tell me about your job as a data integration analyst. What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, good question. Integration analyst is kind of a newer title. I just think of it as like boots on the ground analyst. So a lot of it is just being a bridge between our front office and research and development group, bridging them between our players and coaches. So it's a two-way street, which is one of the kind of things that I try to keep in mind. I'm not only taking analytics and any of the observations, insights that we see from the numbers to the coaches, but I'm also taking coach feedback, questions, ideas, all of that back to the office too. So making sure it's a two-way street and being the bridge essentially.
So you're the middleman, you're the translator for numbers folks and baseball folks.
Basically.
Over your 3 years, how has your job and your responsibilities changed?
Good question. It's definitely just grown with as relationships have grown. You know, your first year anywhere, like you're kind of feeling everybody out, they're kind of feeling you out. With relationships and trust being such a big part of being the middleman of anything, I think like that's probably been the biggest change just over the couple of years as I've gotten to know the players and gotten to know the coaches. They feel more comfortable coming with questions, not only just questions, but also like concerns. And they're quicker now that we have a relationship to tell me like, oh, I disagree with this. And a lot of times I'm able to say, hey, like, I don't disagree with you either. Like, let's kind of find a better middle ground here. So
you can level with them much easier.
Yes.
Taylor Rogers, data integration analyst for the Texas Rangers, with us here on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network. Who are some of those relationships and some of those people in the Rangers organization that you rely on the most?
Ooh, I definitely rely on kind of counterparts. Camden Kay is our analytics coordinator for player development, and then RJ Walsh is kind of both of our supervisors as an assistant director in R&D. So I could not do really probably anything without them. They're huge resources for me. And then on the PD side, I think we have, I mean, too many to name them all, but pretty much there's people in every area from pitching, hitting, defense, catching, that all kind of make sure that I'm integrated and make sure that I'm able to be an effective middleman, like you said.
And the cool part on our perspective is they all come through Spartanburg at some point in time, so we get to meet different folks every single week. From a research and development standpoint, what is your focus in 2026? Does your group, your office, have something specific that you're zeroed in on?
Not in particular. I think that's something I really like about my role is I know some orgs kind of split things as far as like you're a pitching analyst or you're a hitting analyst or whatever that kind of label looks like, and we don't do that, so I'm able to kind of bounce around, and it's beneficial both ways. Not only am I getting to kind of work with each group and have different things kind of going at the same time, but also from like the pitching perspective or the hitting perspective or defense, like they're also hearing multiple perspectives from different analysts. So there's not one single focus, more just kind of continuing to level up on different avenues in each kind of facet.
A nice view that every day feels a little bit different, huh?
Yes, every day is definitely different. There's none of them are the same.
Taylor Rogers is with us on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network. Taylor, before you joined the Rangers, you worked and you also studied at the University of Tennessee, where you ran into Cal Stark and also worked under Tony Vitello. Did you ever think Tony V would be a big league manager just a couple years after you left Rocky Top?
I did not think so. I mean, I'm not sure I ever had a conversation or anything with him that would have alluded to him moving to the big leagues, but he's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around and works hard to get basically anything he can done. So I'm, you know, not shocked that he's up for the challenge and taking that kind of as a learning opportunity.
What was your favorite moment that you had working with the Vols?
Oh, goodness. Drew Gilbert's walk-off against Wright State is always a highlight. I think that video comes up on social media periodically. Making it to Omaha twice was huge. The heartbreaks obviously stand out too. I think, honestly, just getting to be with those guys day in and day out and see, like, obviously it's a lot shorter of a season than pro ball, but just how they grind every day and how they competed as a family kind of is bigger than any one moment, I'd say.
In your eyes, since you're not a player, not a coach, what are the biggest differences between college baseball and minor league baseball?
College baseball is definitely focused on winning, of course. Like, we're throwing whatever pitchers we can to win. The lineup is obviously focused on production versus pro ball is, especially in the lower levels, a lot heavier focused on development. Of course, we want to win too. I was just talking to Maldi in there, and it's like nobody here ever wants to lose, right? I don't think there's a minor league manager or coach out there that doesn't want to win, but development is such a huge focus too. So that balance has been something that I've kind of had to learn, and a big difference between college and pro ball.
Balance seems to be a big part of your life, Taylor. Really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us.
Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Founders Federal Credit Union Spartanburgers Radio Network.